Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
It's Monday, December 18th of the Information War. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, December 18th. Live show coming up in 5 minutes. But first, Klaus Schwab Christmas carols.
Hello, my name is Klaus the Situation Schwab. This Christmas, cuddle up with your loved ones while you enjoy a delicious holiday feast of new ferns and crunchy crickets, and pop in a very special collection of songs. The World Enslavement Forum presents Maximus It's 23. I'm dreaming of a great reset, like communism, just in smart. Where his team said election and I detection and tone surveillance everywhere. Last COVID, I gave you my chat, but for every mustache, you had to refresh. This year, a new pandemic is here. Get ready for fourth injections. On the fifth day of lockdown, my government gave me 5 stinky masks, 4 COVID tests, 3 boosters, 2 sudden deaths, and attempted genocide. Police at your door. Police at your door. Police at your door. Growing your own food is not allowed anymore. You better not ask or lift an eyebrow. 5 people are dying suddenly now. Cancer Klaus is coming to town. I don't want a lot for Christmas. Just control humanity. Maybe release new hybrid species like a monkey manatee.
Please kill me.
I just want to rule the world. Every tree and every bird. That is my goal. All I want for Christmas is your soul. Wait, what is this?
We don't want a lot for Christmas. Go hang out with your lizard buddies
and have some fresh and friendly cream.
I see you, enemy, and I swear total resistance to you and everything I've got.
Go yourself. Is that fair? Hey, Bob.
This is a larger style on your human psyche.
Vaccine coming straight from the Pfizer lab. A healthy body don't surrender to the jab.
Their business is done by murdering millions of people.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
I want everybody to stop dying.
All we want for Christmas is a global human resistance. All we want for Christmas
is to be free.
Happening now.
decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
It's Monday, December 18th, 2023.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Things are getting even more crazy by the hour. It's 322 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 37 seconds. The most important election in world history. A referendum on human liberty and the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset and the Build Back Better. Collapse civilization. Thank you again so much for joining us today. Got a very special guest blowing the whistle on the FISA court and the police state against America. And what they personally witnessed, we're going to be covering that the third hour. We're going to be opening the phones up here in the first and second hour today, interspersed with massive key news across the board. German Defense Minister Moll's resumption of the military draft, a week after the German Chancellor said they may declare a national emergency and get on a war footing against Russia. Ukraine's top spy admits failure of forced conscription. Russia's not a threat to NATO, member state, Hungarian foreign minister says. U.S. military faces mutiny of enlisted Gen Zers as TikTok virus spreads. Doctors in meltdown as mystery China virus stops responding to all antibiotics. New road plans promise to charge electric vehicles while driving. Wait to hear about that. CCP Tide Group is quietly fueling U.S.-based climate initiatives to shut down U.S. industry, of course they are. Big stack of news on the latest unfolding in Israel and in Palestine and the Gaza Strip. And so much more on that front. Big announcements from Larry Flink, Fink, and BlackRock admitting they're getting major heat from governments and state governments in the U.S. and around the world against their ESG initiative. We also have a big article out of the Wall Street Journal, The Era of Big Taxes is Upon Us. As we are being maneuvered towards total collapse and bankruptcy, FBI secretly taped James Biden, Biden's brother, as it probed attorney who paid $100K to his consulting firm. Now they've been watching him with over 40 agents for a decade plus, so they can blackmail him. Absolutely incredibly corrupt. New York Mayor Eric Adams, Democrats underestimated the border crisis. Yeah, right. And so much more. We're going to be getting to today. We got some big poison shot news. EU dumps at least 215 million COVID vaccines worth 4.4 billion because nobody's taking them. Obama sounds alarm on Trump victory in 2024 as deep state struggles to launch race war. They're trying to get Clarence Thomas to recuse himself on the Trump case now before the Supreme Court. With Jack Smith corruptly trying to politically ram it through before the election. And I got to tell Clarence Thomas something. I think he knows this. If he recuses himself in this case, they're going to make him do it on everything, and he'll basically be forced to step down. We do not want that. He's done nothing. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that's their attempt, again, to bully the Supreme Court into allowing them to take the entire United States down into the New World Order. Another big article here out of KUT here in Austin, that's PBS. Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity. Did you hear that? Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity in emergencies. Judges rule. And that ties into the EVs and more. They're going to sabotage the old grid. Remember Lahaina in Maui? Where for six, 7 years, since BlackRock took control of it, they said we're not upgrading any of the transformers, cutting any of the brush, or fixing any of the bad old carbon-based technology. And so then the brush got caught on fire, and the transformers exploded, and you saw that firestorm kill all those people, destroy that area. This is all part of the old infrastructure not being updated, and then they build all these boondoggles, like putting power coils under the cement, so when you drive down the road, these electromagnetic systems can basically scan your car with smart systems like smart meters, but also bathe you in electromagnetic radiation while it supposedly charges your car. Unbelievable. We're going to be getting to all of this and more today. And I'm going to get to calls this hour, actually. And so we'll fire up the phone system after we go to break here in about 6 minutes. And then when we come back from break, we will start getting your calls on the board. We will start taking your calls a little bit after the bottom of the hour. But, man, this news is all just insane when you pull back and you really start to digest it and you realize that the globalists are going ahead and going for broke. We have seen the president, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, a bunch of Congress members in the House and Senate. We've seen the German defense minister. We have seen massive statements by NATO that they are gearing up and mobilizing, and NATO is a mobilization against Russia. That's why it was founded after World War II, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, for direct war. And Biden says, if you don't give us $106 billion more, which you didn't get, your sons and daughters could be fighting and dying in Ukraine against Russians in just a few months. That's holding a gun to everybody's head. And I've been hammering that for the last few weeks. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. German Defense Minister Mull's resumption of military draft. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius on Saturday suggested possible reintroduction of the compulsory military service in the country, calling its suspension a mistake, despite the reasons that have existed at the time. Also, the main EU defense board came out on Friday, and we covered this on the Saturday and Sunday shows we did here, and said Europe is going to a war economy in the future. So higher taxes, regulations, AI control, robotics, and militarization. So the globalists have gotten the West deep in debt, trained young people to be lazy and not work, set up their forced injection global protocols. They're bringing in their ESGs, bringing in their central bank digital currencies, the programmable money. And now they're saying we're going into a war economy and you better just get used to massive taxes. It's being announced in Europe. It's being announced in Australia, being announced in the U.S. and Canada, being announced in the U.K. The era of big taxes is upon us, from the Wall Street Journal. With debt more expensive, rich countries are turning to voters and businesses to pay for growing spending needs. We're already spending 42% of the taxes to pay the interest on the debt. Now, when you get up to 40% of the money your country raises for debt service, you're in a banana republic. And now they're saying it's going to get worse. The inflation, the regulation, the cost of loans for the average company or person. But the globalists under the ESGs and BlackRock, they'll have unlimited interest-free money as long as it's spent the way they want. As long as it's spent to destroy the old system that worked great and bring in the bridge to nowhere, the ESG system. Rich countries are raising more money from taxpayers than they have in decades to finance a burst of state spending and surging interest rates, making borrowing less attractive. Tax revenues have risen to record levels as a share of economic output in the number of major economies, including France, Spain, South Korea, according to data published by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, that club of mainly rich countries. And the OECD was set up as the Marshall Plan to absorb Europe after World War II. And they've said once they collapse the world economy with the Great Reset, it'll be the OECD worldwide with the private central banks that rolls out the, quote, bailout of the planet and the Build Back Better new system. But first they have to collapse the old system. This is a big, big deal. We're going to be getting more into this report and all of these announcements here today. They are really, really positioning us for a hellish world. And all the leftists think they're about to get free college and free goodies and all these wonderful things. All you're going to get is open borders, total crime, poverty, feces all over the ground, needles, euthanasia, and new deadly viruses. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Please stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're under 35 years old, you are screwed. Let me be blunt. You're screwed. You know why? They say it out loud. It's just not the lawfare and coming after you. If you get out of line, they're going to other you or make sure you get bounced from your company. Or all the propaganda and the climate change and the anxiety and all the drugs they gave you when you were kids. Right? Everything to break people. Not to support them and make and have them fulfill their destiny. Here's how I know they're gonna come after you. Even worse. Look at what the Federal Reserve and the Treasury said the other day. Right? They're gonna have 4 rate cuts. They're gonna flood the zone with fiat currency. We have $34 trillion in debt as of tomorrow, not 33. We've added $1 trillion in 90 days. Trailing 12 months is $2.5 trillion deficits. Our deficit is $200 billion a month. You would never do this kind of Keynesian stimulus, except they're doing it to defeat Trump. That's the convergence of forces. And they are sacrificing every person in this room, in the nation, under 35 years old.
And they're going to euthanize all the old people with poison shots. They're coming for everybody. Wall Street Journal, the era of big taxes is upon us, regulations, controls, and then the big mega banks have unlimited money. Nobody else does, but don't worry, once you go bankrupt, they'll put you on an ESG-controlled universal basic income. And the ESG is the rules of where you can spend it, how you can spend it, where you can live, and what you can do. There'll be money for a 250-square-foot apartment, coffin apartment. There'll be money for bug protein. There'll be money for your 5G phone. There'll be no other money for anything else. That is their official plan. 3 years ago, we're in New York during the lockdowns. They have giant murals up at the UN saying, soon you'll own nothing and you'll like it. The same thing the WEF said is now officially part of the UN at the highest level with the Security Council. And they had other big posters saying, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. They collapse the cities with crime and come back in and build communes within them. Giant open-air re-education camps, and they've turned the third world off through IMF and World Bank loans. Over 100 countries were told you can't ranch, you can't farm, you can't have manufacturing. And they've done polls of the illegal aliens coming in from all the world. 90%+ say, we're here because we're starving. There's no job. But the UN refugee camps give us free money and tell us come here. Now it's 13,000 a day. They're catching. They estimate 80% don't even get any contact with the Border Patrol. And the numbers are getting worse by the minute. I'm going to play you a clip from Fox News. Quote, authorities, the ones running the tyranny, are suspending railway operations completely at the southern border. All those railways in Texas, Arizona, California. Fox, authorities are suspending railway operations at the southern border to free up agents to help with the flood of illegal immigrations. In other words, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants who they told come here, who say, thank you, Joe Biden. And now in the Red Sea and other areas around the Middle East, they're suspending major oil shipments because of all the missile attacks out of Yemen. Are you starting to figure out what's going on here? All the food processing plants blowing up. All the manufacturing plants blowing up. Record levels. We're being taken down, folks. We're being taken down. Here's the Fox Club.
Take a live look at our Fox News drone over in Eagle Pass. They have had another mass illegal crossing out there. You can see hundreds upon hundreds of illegal immigrants waiting for processing there. You might be able to see a bridge off in the background. That is where the trains come in. Well, CBP has announced they are suspending railway operations to move CBP officers down into the field to help Border Patrol with processing. In other words, Harris, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants. Many of them, again, will be released. And back out here live, December is traditionally one of the slowest months at our southern border, but the Border Patrol Union tells us right now their numbers show they are on track to potentially have the highest single month of arrests they have ever had at our southern border.
And when they arrest them, they bring them to your town. And then in Chicago, they're given $90,000 a year per family, to start, as a magnet to suck them up here. And now California, New Mexico, Illinois are hiring illegal aliens as police officers. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. Look at this. Mentioned it earlier. Fox News. CCP-tied group is quietly fueling U.S.-based climate initiatives, tax filings. And it goes through. The groups want to shut off fossil fuel, shut down the coal plants, CCP funded, Saudi Arabian funded. And they have their buddies in our government that are heavily invested there as the middlemen. They're shipping what's left of our jobs overseas, making it impossible to operate. And now they're making announcements all over the country. No more money for building traditional roads. They're building roads just for EVs in Florida. You heard me right. And they're putting power cables under the road. But don't worry, they said it's coming to a road near you. And they're going to do it on regular roads so you don't have to pull over and charge. You just drive on the highway while all that radiation, same stuff comes out of power lines that makes people sick on record. New road plans promise to charge electric vehicles while driving. Electric vehicle owners have been notified of a new road plan that promises to act as a charging station as cars drive down the road in Florida between Lake and Orange counties. EV enthusiasts are excited about what has been dubbed the tremendous evolution. And you're paying for it, ladies and gentlemen. Starting to figure all of this out. Meanwhile, this ties into it. Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity in emergencies. Justices rule. The decision now leaves the families of those who died during 2021 when the feds ordered the power not to be boosted. The decision now leaves families of those who died during 2021 blackouts unsure where next to seek justice. It's out of PBS in Austin. Almost 3 years since the deadly Texas blackout, where the feds ordered the state not to boost power, a panel of judges from First Court of Appeals in Houston have ruled that big power companies cannot be held liable for failure to provide electricity during a crisis. The reason is Texas deregulated energy market. No, that's not the reason. They went a week before the Blue Northern hit and said we need to be able to up power, but those were coal power plants and gas plants, and they said no. That's what happened. It was on record. Oh, no, it's because we're deregulated with ERCOT. Yeah, right. 250 people at least died in the weeks of no power. And they tell you the police have no liability to protect you, which how could they? But then you're not supposed to have a gun in blue cities and blue states, but they have no obligation to protect you. Starting to figure this out. All right, I was going to take calls, but I forgot that they just added a new guest, one of the big DHS whistleblowers on the human trafficking and the border collapse. That's perfect to have one of these great congressional folks that testify to Congress coming on. And we have another whistleblower on in the third hour. So we're going to take calls today, but we will tomorrow. We're going to come back and plow through all the rest of the big news straight ahead. Wait till you hear what I'm going to cover next. Infowars.com. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. InfoWarsStore.com. get a signed copy of the fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalist. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Fusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios. Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So the border is totally open by design. They're offered all these freebies. They're able to vote in hundreds of blue cities. They're able to become police officers and rule over us. Here's a couple Democrat congresspersons saying it's racist to have any border at all while their own Democrat mayors beg the illegals not to come here. It's sick. Here it is.
I want to speak quickly to the Democrats in the Senate and others who are considering supporting this proposal. If you do so, you will be surrendering to right-wing racism. And more than that, you will be enabling it.
I'm very concerned because the Republicans have never gotten immigration right. That's just
the fact of it. There's not very much that the Republicans get right in general. And so to basically say that issues of national security as it relates to how we're going to take care of our allies should be tied to this mangled immigration process is absolutely insane. I mean, when you look at somebody like Greg Abbott, my governor, and his solution is to basically say, hey, we're going to kill people that are trying to come in. Like, that's not a solution. Like, the Republicans don't have the solutions. They want to continue to defund the aid that is going, not the aid, but they're continuing to defund border security. Well, I mean, who's going to sign up for this job and you're not paying worth anything?
Now, I want to say something here that's really, really important. Everybody is looking at this, the situation in Israel and the Gaza Strip, as are you for Israel or are you for the Muslims? I don't like Israel carpet bombing the area. I don't like the things that are happening there and going on. I said the only way they could go in and do it is if they did that. I said it was wrong. It would be a giant PR disaster, not just to mention those that get killed. But there is this obsession with only talking about Israel. And when I get up here and say, look, here's China controlling a bunch of the environmental groups, cutting off our energy, I see the comment flooded. Well, why are you coming up for Israel? As if that's the only issue in the universe, and that's a mental illness in my view. The left wants open borders, and they're bringing in massive hordes of Islamists to Europe and the U.S., as well as Canada and the U.K., and they are organizing them to vote communist and socialist and Democrat, 90-plus percent, look it up, and they're allied with big academia and the left, and I've got the articles here where more and more, quote, black Americans identify with the Muslims. And that's being taught in the prisons. And then it's another fifth column voting Democrat. So separate Israel from this discussion. What about the Islamists coming here and voting with the Democratic Party? And what about all the Hamas and Hezbollah sleeper cells that the FBI is letting come into this country and into Europe who are going to attack people? And when they do, the government's going to take the general public's rights away. And that's BS. I'm trying to have a discussion about the issue. Like, hey, I don't want to shut down our coal power plants. Why cover up for Israel? Hey, I think fentanyl's killing a lot of people. We got to do something. Why cover up for Israel? Hey, there's a lot of election fraud. Why cover up for Israel? It's a mental illness. I'm up here trying to promote freedom for everybody. And this idea that Jews run everything becomes this giant distraction from I'm just opposing the policies, whoever runs it. And I know who runs it. BlackRock controls 88% of the world's finance and resources and companies. They admit that. So I name names. Larry Fink, BlackRock. And there. You know, that's who. And then Bill Gates is over the science and the tyranny there. And Klaus Schwab's their spokesperson. And King Charles is their leader now. And I'm there opposing him. Whether you're King Charles, who's an Eastern European, or whether you're Larry Fink, who's Jewish, I don't look at it as that. I look at it as they're a globalist, they're an enemy. Klaus Schwab's a German. I'm against him. I come out against Benjamin Netanyahu when he was pushing poison shots and saying, we're using Israel as guinea pigs. It's terrible. My job's easy. I oppose the policies and the bad ideas. And so whenever I ask somebody who's on the show, and I have these people on that just talk about nothing but Israel, and I want to hear from them, and I say to them, okay, but what are we going to do about the giant Muslim hordes that are here that are almost all voting Democrat or Labor or Communist or Socialist, depending on the country, and they're allied with all the big universities and the power structure. The power structure wants them here because they actually work for them. And Biden gave $6 million to Iran, who then gave it to Hamas, who did launch the attack. They gave Israel the pretext to do this. There's a larger picture. We're smart. We need to figure out exactly what the next move is. I'm not against the Ukrainians. I'm not against the Russians. I love Americans. I love everybody. But the West did start the war 9 years ago with Russia. They did overthrow the government. They are escalating the national drafts in Europe and civil emergencies and massive taxes and total tyranny. World War III is not Jewish or Muslim. World War III is a human issue. World War III is not a Russian-American issue. It's a human issue. I look at things through the real political lens of what's going on. I want our energy turned back on. I want cheap energy again. That's the biggest thing we can do to help the people. And I have a big tent here, folks. I want Muslims and Christians and Jews and Hindus and Buddhists. And if you're an atheist, fine. You can be an atheist against World War III. I'm not attacking you. And I'm really trying to have a big tent here. But if you look at the Hegelian dialectic of how they're crashing Islam into the West, and then Islam votes almost 90% Democratic or more in some local elections, like 95%. And you look at the squad and all this, it's dominated by Islam. And Islam, once it gets a certain percent in the country, always takes over. The Crusades were a response to Islam. I don't hate Muslims. And the Muslims have been standing up against the left's sexualization of children and stuff, but they still vote Democrat. So all I'm saying is, how do people that only have Israel on the brain respond to the power structure, the big banks, the deputy director of the CIA posting pro-Palestinian images? That doesn't mean you're for the mass killing of the Muslims. I'm saying the power structure has a larger plan here. And that's what I'm trying to get people to talk about. I mean, look at this right here. I'm going to skip this break. Watch. Michigan imam posts rant urging Muslims to wage jihad against infidel West. And this is going on everywhere. Holy war. And the Muslims always say, well, there's three types of jihad, and we're not practicing the third type of violence right now, not yet. Ladies and gentlemen, they've brought in an incompatible giant group, and now a large slice of the illegals coming across are Islamic military-age men. And it's a time bomb that the Democratic Party behind the scenes has control of, and they're working with Iran, and they've been working. And this went on with the folks that got rid of Jimmy Carter. That time the Democrats weren't in control of Iran, but the Republicans were. They made a deal with the hostages, and that whole thing was a setup. So, and you know about Carter helping set the Mujahideen and then Reagan expanding it. It was under the command of Osama bin Laden. So there's this weird, sick, behind-the-scenes relationship with Western intelligence agencies and the globalists with Islam, the worst factions of it. And you've got American flags getting torn down everywhere and Islamic flags being put up. And I say, that's BS. And then I get pushback from the supposed populist right wing saying, oh, you're work for Israel. Did you cash that check today? And I'm like, no, respond to what I said. The left is allied with radical Islam and being brought in record numbers. It's being used as a destabilization action. Separate Israel. Bombing of Gaza, not good. Indiscriminate killing, it's out of control, ceasefire. That's not what I'm discussing here. I'm discussing the Islamic issue. Separate the two. But see, in that world, only Jews are bad, only Israel is bad, and all evil comes out of there. And so when I say, hey, China owns four of the six Hollywood production houses, why carve them for Israel? I didn't say China runs every aspect of Hollywood. They own it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Allah gave permission for those transgressed and to defend themselves. They don't need the permission of any filthy ruler in the UAE or the filthy rulers in Bilad al-Haramain. It's about time the Muslims, especially the youth in the West, it's time for them to understand what should already be known, that the Kafir West, particularly the US, are enemies of Muslims. America is a vicious enemy of Muslims. I strongly advocated and showed proof for the boycotts. And I still do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward those who call for it. But they're not the solution. If you can't raise your child telling him you want him to grow up to be a mujahid and a shaheed, then you're the root of the problem. Rawafid don't ever bring victory to Muslims. If there's any treacherous traitor worse than the Yahud, it would be the Rawafid. There's no Philistine with the state borders of 1967. That's the tone of the defeatist and surrenderist.
So they're bringing in tens of millions of people that literally hate this country and have a chip on their shoulder and believe they're going to rule the world under their religion. And then I raise that to populists and nationalists, and they just say, we love the Muslims now. Bring more over. Let them run our lives. Because that's what they're essentially saying. We love the Democrats backing them. We love saying they're always the victim, and they're perfect, and they're little sweetie pies. All because of a tiny war in comparison on the outskirts of Israel. And I'm not lessening the 15,000 dead Palestinians, but I'm saying we've got 20 million dead from the poison shots. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Borla. Let's talk about Tedros. Let's talk about Fauci. Let's talk about Klaus Schwab. Let's talk about Bill Gates. Let's talk about what's really going on here. But the globalists love infighting. They love it. And so they're bringing all these people in. And when they strike, when there are terror attacks, well, back to groping your genitals at the airport while the border's wide open. Here's Colonel McGregor breaking down some of this.
Who is Victoria Nuland?
Oh, goodness gracious. All these hard questions. I do not know Victoria Nuland personally. I know Fred Kagan and his brother Bob is married to her. And she's a long-term committed neocon. This is someone I would not characterize as either Democrat or Republic. These are people with this agenda. And the agenda says until the entire world is garrisoned by U.S. forces and is converted forcibly to some form of democracy that we approve of, the world will not be safe and we must continue to fight. And I think in the case of Russia, Russia has special appeal because I think these people have ancestors who came from that region of the world and have a permanent axe to grind with the Russians, which, of course, I don't. I don't think most Americans do, and nor do I think anybody in government should shape policy based on whatever unhappiness their ancestors, you know, experienced in a place like Russia. So that's a nutshell, but I think that's enough. And wherever she goes, usually there is conflict, crisis, and fight.
Now, the last, it's got to be 15 or so interviews I did with Michael Malice, you name it. I brought up the real history of this. This is important what he mentioned. He mentioned one group. Who's he talking about that have an axe to grind with Russia? Well, for people that love to say Jews run everything, you're going to love this. I just covered the facts. The Trotskyites got kicked out by Stalin. They were mainly Jewish. Leon Trotsky went to Mexico. He got killed there by a Stalin assassin with a hatchet or an ice axe. And they came and they took over the Republican Party, and they, to a great extent, and they set up the neocon movement we have today. That's even the New York Times, Washington Post. That's a fact. It was about 110,000 Jews at the end of World War I were financed by British intelligence to leave New York City, Brooklyn mainly, on boats, and they went over to Europe, got on a train with hundreds of millions in gold. This is all history, not debated, and went in for the October Revolution 1917. And so, yeah, Trotskyites got kicked out. They came over here. But Zbigniew Brzezinski's not Jewish. He's also a big Russophobe and is obsessed with it. And then it gets worse. Then you have the actual Nazis, who one of the main battlegrounds was Ukraine in World War II, probably the most dominant battleground of all of them, where the real fighting went on between the Russians and the Germans. 20-something million died on each side. And you had all those rich, powerful Nazis that were left that had hidden wealth, like the deputy prime minister of Canada, who's the deputy head of the WEF. Her dad was a big Nazi and grandfather and ran the newspapers in Eastern Europe for the Nazis. Look it up. And that's then the Bilderberg Group and this whole Eugenics Club of Rome thing. I'm not saying they are Nazis today, but they're totalitarians that have already had a taste of power. So they got beaten by the Russians, too. So you've got actual Azov battalions and their Nazi brethren around the world, the grandchildren of them with all that wealth. Prescott Bush was the head lawyer for Brown Brother Harriman at the end of World War II. They had the Nazi wealth as well. That's what the Bushes are, some of the richest family in the world. It's just not known publicly, but it's been the London Guardian and things that they had a lot of the Nazi wealth. And so you've got families that are super rich that are used to overthrowing governments and have a taste of power. So you have the Trotskyites that were Jewish-founded and are basically Jewish mainly. About 80% of them are. Look it up yourself. And that's still a big, powerful group, the neocons and all the wars in the Middle East and the wars against Russia. And then you've got an allied and defending and giving standing ovations in the Canadian Parliament for the actual SS officers. So it's a very sick, 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 sick alliance. Yeah, there's the Ottawa citizen Freeland's granddad, that's Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, was indeed a Nazi collaborator. So much for Russian disinformation. And they think you're so dumb. They have an SS officer at 98 years old who actually was part of real massacres of Jews, and they're standing ovationing. So, yeah, it's actually true. We're fighting World War II again. You got the Trotskyites that are pissed at the Russians because they kicked them out. And then you've got the Stalin, even wrote and said, I'm kicking the Jews out, who helped him get power. He double-crossed them. That's a historical fact. And then you've got the Nazis, and it just gets sicker and sicker. But see, that's real history. That's real intellectual understanding there and understanding the players. But then you've got Communist China as major players. You've got the Arab Gulf states as major players. You've got Israel as a major player. You've got the Vatican as a major player. And the American people are being divided along race and all this stuff, and they don't even know what's hitting them. They don't even know what's happening. And so that's why they've got this big hard-on for Russia, is that some of the dominant political groups in America and around the world are literal Trotskyite communists that are anti-Russian and actual leftovers of the Nazis. Because most of the Nazis went to Ukraine. They didn't go to Argentina or Brazil, like you're told. Look it up. I'm going to go to break. I want everybody to know this. We appreciate all your support keeping us on air. Plus, we have amazing products. If you get your orders in by today, here's a map from the USPS. One-day delivery out of Denver is just right around Denver. Two-day is most of the country. Three-day is the entire country, including Hawaii and Alaska. But if you're going to get free shipping and double Patriot points and Turbo Force or X2 or Winter Sun, it's so good to boost your immune system, finally back in stock, 40% off, up to 60% off on products, free shipping, you need to get your orders in today. Now, if you're in other areas of the country, most areas you'll still get it if your order gets in tomorrow. But we're shipping the same day or the next day. So you get your orders in today so it ships out tomorrow so you get it by Friday, no matter where you are, if you want to get it before Christmas. If you don't want it before Christmas, it's not a matter that you can order later. But please do your Christmas shopping with us. We're fighting the globalists. We're winning the battles. We're having huge effects. Plus, these are amazing products that will enrich and empower your life. I was on with Elon Musk for 2.5 hours about 8 days ago. He said, I don't know the term we should use for being against this depopulation New World Order. And I said, how about Team Humanity? He said, yeah, let's call it Team Humanity. So I'm making some shirts. I'm sending some to him. They're getting printed right now. You'll get them after Christmas, but pretty close after Christmas, probably before the New Year. Order them now. It's a black shirt that says Team Humanity on the top, under it, Infowars.com. And it has a nuclear family in the middle and says Team Humanity on the back. It's a unisex shirt. It'll fund the operation. It's a fundraiser shirt. Please go and get the shirt today. Team Humanity, two different designs, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. I want to push it all the way because it has a big effect. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com, or if you want to get it, Amazon.com. And just don't forget, for big fans of it, Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean energy, the highest quality, best products and ingredients. It'll blow you away. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll continue to tell the truth no matter where the chips fall. We'll be right back with hour number two straight ahead. It's the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.